For the second consecutive year, the U.S. Education Department has required states to use a standard formula to calculate high school graduation rates. The results were mixed in Metro Atlanta. The DeKalb County Schools rate fell about a point to about 57%. But spokesperson Lillian Govis says some DeKalb schools with underprivileged populations made gains.
Are we satisfied? Absolutely not. We want to make sure that our students are prepared when they graduate to enter the career or go to the college of their choice. And so we've got to get them there. But we are pleased with some of the successes that we saw this year.
The federal calculation only includes students who graduate in 4 years, students who move and can't be tracked or counted as dropouts. Even though the Clayton County Schools saw its rate increase about 2 points to 53.6%, spokesperson David Waller says accounting for every student is challenging.
We're a very transient community. A lot of apartments, a lot of temporary housing. We have even a very high number of homeless students.
Other Metro Atlanta districts that increased their graduation rates include the Cobb, Gwinnett, and Fulton County Schools and Marietta City Schools. Martha Dalton, WABE News.